Today, let me share with you an exciting upcoming mixed-use development in the Bayshore area. This is one project that will very likely be the next blockbuster in District 16. Here, the Urban Redevelopment Authority has recently released this site for sale. It's located along Bayshore Drive, a newly introduced road just off Upper East Coast Road. The land parcel spans approximately 5.74 hectares and come with a plot ratio of 2.6, allowing for an estimated 1,280 residential units. This is considered as a mega development. On top of that, the development will include about 22,500 square meters of retail space, slightly larger than Woolwich Mall. It will also integrate a bus interchange within the development itself. As any government land sale site, it comes with a 99 years leasehold tenure. Let's take a closer look. The land parcel is regular in shape and sits directly above the upcoming Bedok South MRT station on the Thompson East Coast Line. This station is expected to commence operation in the second half of the year, which will significantly enhance connectivity for future residents. One key highlight of this site is the strong pent-up demand for retail space in this area. Currently, there are very limited shopping options nearby, with Bedok Mall and Parkway Parade being the nearest mall serving this vicinity. This lack of retail supply suggests strong potential demand for the commercial component of this development. In addition, with 1,280 residential units, we can expect strong interest from buyers. Looking at recent performance of mixed-use developments such as Binary Residence, which saw very strong take-up rate, there is good reason to anticipate a similar response for this Bayshore project. Now, the billion-dollar question. How much will this land be sold for? A useful benchmark would be the recent Hougang Central mixed-use site, which was awarded at around 1179 PSF PPR. Given Bayshore more prime location and stronger market sentiment, a conservative 5% premium would place the land price at approximately 1238 per square feet per plot ratio. This is still below the Tanjong Rhu GLS site, which was transacted at around 1455 PSF PPR. Based on this assumption, the Bayshore GLS site could potentially fetch close to $2 billion, possibly setting a new record for the residential land sale in Singapore. So, what about the future selling price? Using the Hougang benchmark and factoring in a 5% increase, and assuming a developer healthy profit margin of around 25%, estimated launch price could approach $3,000 per square feet. Of course, actual pricing would ultimately depend on market condition, take-up rate, and the performance of nearby upcoming projects such as Vela Bay. For those waiting to buy this development, the earliest launch timeline is likely around first quarter 2028.